Hello, everybody. This is Parker from RV Project Help. I have some information for PPPs. There's two different kinds of them. And I just want you to know before I start that I am not a professional in this industry. I've had some experience with it. I've made a lot of money with it. And this is just my opinions. I'm not a professional with this. I just want to explain to you what I believe, and please do your own due diligence. So, private placement programs are not public-private partnerships. They are very, very different. And unfortunately, they use the same acronym, PPP. So a lot of times, this is actually really important for you to know right now before you go in for your RV, because you should know the difference, because it's going to actually affect you, and your management teams are going to probably bring this up. And if you don't know which one they mean, it could really put you in really big trouble. So let's talk about PPPs, private placement programs. I do not do public-private partnerships, and you'll find out why in a minute. So when I talk about PPPs, I'm talking about private placement programs only. Now, I will talk about the public-private partnerships, but when I discuss public-private partnerships, I use the full term. That way you can tell which one I'm talking about. In the real PPPs, the investor's principal, the money that you start with, that investment remains either on an admin hold or on an MT760 block, depending on the rating of the bank. And this happens for the entire period of the contract. It is the most safest money investment you can have because you have it in your own bank account. It's locked in your bank account, but it's there. It never leaves. This is the ultimate safety. In a real PPP, the investor remains the owner of the held or the blocked funds, and these funds are not moved out of the control of the investor. So the investor funds, they're just basically a deposit against which the program directors raise their own leveraged credit facilities. These are the funds used to raise funds for trading. So that trading is done by prime bank traders, and that is the prearranged buying and selling of the bank instruments, and this provides a guaranteed profit in each transaction. There is no risk in your money. The bank, and these are by invitation only. You don't find out about these. However, when you go to your RV, there's a very, very, very high likelihood that your wealth management or somebody in private banking sector is going to ask you, would you be interested in PPPs? And if you don't know what they are, people just brush them off. Oh, no, I want to run my own money. Oh, hell no. If you ever get an invitation to a private placement program, run. Don't ask how high. Just frog leap your butt right over there, because this is the best programs for you to get into, okay? How do they work? Bank instruments are bought only if and when there is an exit buyer in place to buy at a higher price. This is arbitrage, okay? The contract that the investor receives states the profits that will come to you through the investor and the timeline. There is usually a history of several decades of this type of financial activity involving top world banks. This is how the big boys make the big bucks, okay? In most cases, we are direct to several platforms, and that makes available the largest range of programs for high net worth investors and large corporations alike. One of the questions you're going to want to ask your banking people when you start interviewing banking people is, do you have access to PPPs? And the ones that are smarty pants, sneaky bastards, they're going to say, oh, public-private partnerships? expecting you not to know because you're newly rich. The nouveau riche do not understand what I'm talking about. This usually, you learn about this stuff after you get burned a couple of times with public-private partnerships, but that's, again, a whole different other story. Clients. That clear the placement procedures, they will be provided direct access to the platform personnel, and they will have the opportunity to review all the documentation, ask questions, and develop a long-term relationship with the platform, with a private placement platform, to continually enhance their wealth. It is not uncommon for you to 4, 5, 10 times your wealth in one private placement program. They're that delicious. They're like the finest fine apples, I'm telling you right now, okay? In some cases, clients and investor appointed groups, I have to remove this because this is my personal information. Hold on. There we go. In some cases, clients or investor appoint a capital group. I just use a capital group because I don't want to put their real name out there. That's sample information. As the party to deal with the platform personnel on behalf of the client or the investor. Basically, what I have is I have my private wealth manager. That's who I appoint to deal with my platform personnel on my private placement platform. Why? Because they already know what they're doing. And they're going to make money if you make money. It's in their best interest to make sure you make money. So while I can do the work myself, I've done it enough times, I don't want to. I'm not good at this. So I have an appointed group, and that's usually my private banker, my wealth manager, as the party to deal with the platform personnel on behalf of myself or the client or the investor. Now, there's another kind is called real private placement programs. Now, real is just a fancy word for the word secured, okay? Real private placement programs are also known as secured private asset management programs, okay? Yeah, real private placement, it's easier to say. And they provide an effortless income for self-certified sophisticated investors. I'm not one of those. I'm not self-certified, nor would I want to be. I always work tandem, hand in hand with my wealth management team. They work with high net worth individuals and companies by way of fully managed and secure investment programs. That's what a real private placement program is. And that is some of the things that you're going to want to do with a multiple family office. Okay. This is some of the reasons why you want to have multiple family offices. With help, I lost my place. With help of partnerships, that can assist companies, project developers, investors, entrepreneurs, and high net worth individuals who are looking for risk-free investment opportunities that A, provide higher returns, oh baby, and they do. They raise capital for projects if you want to go completely independent, or you can monetize, liquidate. I don't even know, understand why they always, see, I'm not financial. It's like, I never could understand. Why do they use monetize when they actually mean take away your money? Monetize, also called liquidate, and trade bank instruments such as physical assets like gold, silver, that kind of stuff. It is possible to invest in multiple private placement programs, PPPs, at the same time and to reinvest profits to grow your PPPs faster. And that way you have a massive portfolio of risk-free investments. Folks, these are the best kinds to have, okay? Oh, shoot, there's another, that's another one of my companies. I gotta erase that. A Capital, PITAL Group. That's what I'm calling it because I don't want to put my real company name in here. A Capital Group, through partnership networks, offer risk-free investment programs by the way of fully managed private placement programs. Okay. A Capital Group was the name of my family wealth office, my multiple family wealth office. So that's why that I don't want that name out there. So that's why I'm just writing it as A Capital Group. Private placement programs involve prearranged buying and selling of prime bank notes between contracted top 25 rated investment banks and other top financial entities. It's hard to get an invitation into one of these things. Your invitation happens based on your net worth. We're about to be like stupid money wealthy, okay? Some of us, based on how much we have gotten for our either our digital assets or through our silver or through our currency, our net worth is going to be skyrocketed into the area of private placement programs. Okay. They're risk-free. The reason why this trading is possible, it's due to the financial strength of the platforms and the top 25 banks. And these banks have long-term established business players and business contacts between various participants in this. The businesses that are working to borrow this money from you, they go do it through the bank, and everything is written out before it even starts. And there is strict regulation of private placement program activities that follows federal law. It is really important that all the submitted documentation is truthful, fully verifiable, and compliant with the listed requirements and procedures. If you don't know what those listed requirements and procedures are, that's the reason why you need a private wealth manager to help you understand all of that stuff for your PPP, okay, your private placement program. Prearranged trade. This is the beauty of this stuff. At any given time, some European and Asian investment banks have to liquidate banknotes and sell their notes at a discount. As more and more different countries crash, that's going to happen faster and faster. On the other hand, there are some banks that are cash rich and want to add to their note portfolio, and they'll pay a premium for these kind of banknotes. So what private placement programs do is they provide a means which they agree to the buy and sell trades that take place. In the real PPPs, the secure PPPs, the buy and sell trades are prearranged, and that's the reason why they're not speculative, nor are they risky, because they provide a profit in every single trade or tranche that you do. If you do a trade, a 12-month trade, every single time that trade happens, you make money on it. It's written into the documentation before they get the money out. There's zero risk. PPPs are the safest and most profitable means for banks to trade bank instruments between themselves. What they need is you. In a private placement program trading, the trader only buys notes when he already has an agreed exit buyer to buy the note as a higher price. Okay. This is called arbitrage trading. There's zero risk, because it's literally seconds between the trade. So you're not risking anything. In this way, there is a positive net gain, my favorite word for profit. It's guaranteed after every trade. This is the reason why there's no risk. Now, some of these prime banks that are involved in this that do this is HSBC, Barclays, RBS, Deutsche Bank, my favorite. I've made so much money with Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, who I cannot stand, BNP Paribas, USB, Standard Chartered, Bank of China, they're okay. DBS, that's a good bank, and DBS Singapore. We are transparent. PPPs are always transparent, okay? They have to be transparent because the investors' funds, your funds, are never traded, they are never accessed, nor are they ever touched. And a trade only takes place when there's a profit for guaranteed for you and the bank. Therefore, there's zero risk to the investment capital, okay? The purpose for the investor's investment, your investment, is simply to satisfy trading regulations. And these trading regulations do not allow banks and platforms to use their own assets. Trading regulations do not permit the trader to have something in place to draw a line of credit against in order to leverage profit. Because when you leverage profit, this is a magnification of the volume of the trade, leading to magnified profits. How much you want to know? 10 times as common. I've had PPEs where I'm making 20% every trade. Five trades were good. I'm already, I'm more than I have invested. I've done leverage trades at 20%, where I've done those trades for 2 years and walked away with a 400% profit. And if you don't think I was singing to the way to the bank, you would be wrong. The credit line, that's the leverage, that's obtained by the traders using their, the traders do this. You have no part of this, okay? They do this by using their working relationships and their financial credibility, okay? And this is at no risk to you, because no institution would lend multiple times otherwise. They're basing everything on the trader, okay? So where's the leverage? The leverage is high level of profit from the PPEs is due to the use of leverage. Leverage enables multiplication of trading volumes, okay? When you multiply the trading volume, this is what results in a magnification of the profits. This is how you get 10 times more profit than if you would on a regular trade. Now, what are the types of assets that are used for these kind of leverages? Okay, cash, bank guarantees, those are called BGs, SBLC, which is a standby letter of credit, MTNs, that doesn't mean mountain, it means medium-term note. Bonds. These bonds are cash or gold-backed only, cash deposits, CDs, SKR, safekeeping receipts. That's often done with international currency, which we're going to see a lot of soon. Blocked funds, where you can't get funds here, there, and the bank is going to work around it. Bankers' drafts and sovereign guarantees, international money, PPP contracts. Contracts are you. Mags wants me to pet her, so she's now throwing the bone to make noise. So I'll yell at her and stop what I'm doing to pet her. Hold on a minute. Mags. Oh, you're so happy. You knew immediately I was going to yell at you. Get your little fuzzy butt to free. Thank you very much. Because throwing this bone is not working for me at this moment. Nope, I'm doing a recording, you crazy little fuzzy dog. And I know that you're gonna throw this bone and throw this bone until I come spank your butt or put you in the crate. So we're just putting you in the crate right now. How's that? She's looking at me like, you bitch. Why, Mom? Why put me in the crate? PPP contracts. PPP contracts are unique to every investor, and these depend on your personal circumstances, okay? The level of returns that you can expect and the time scales, how long between each trade is in the contract. There is no guessing with these things. In real PPPs, those are secured PPPs, the contract returns are guaranteed by the program directors. It's out of your hands how much money you're going to make. The investors can assure themselves by asking questions in a conference call with a representative of the platform. So you ask all these questions before you get started, okay? And if you have a wealth management person, you want to have your wealth manager do your first couple PPPs with them, with you, really, literally, right standing beside you, okay? Because it can be very unnerving when you do your first one, because the amount of money that they want you to, I mean, the first one I did was $10 million. I was scared shitless. I thought I was going to lose my 10 million. It's like, my wealth manager's like, no, Park, no, we got this. You don't understand. Here, let me walk you through it. That's the kind of person you need, somebody that's going to go slow with you, okay? Now, private placement programs are not related to stock market. They're not related to Forex. They're not related to derivatives. They're not related to commodities trading. I personally don't know how to do any of those things because I never went there. I went direct into PPPs because my net worth was, I was a multimillionaire overnight. And I had a fantastic wealth manager that knew how to get me into a PPP. Real PPPs are risk-free and they are only profitable. They are not speculative or risky. They already have the money there waiting for the person to guarantee the funds. That's all you're doing. You're just a tool to go to get the money from one place to the other. The banks can't do it. They have to have an outside person. That's you. That's your PPP. PPP is also known as high yield investment programs, and they are subject to refresh or change at any time. And sometimes crazy lucrative opportunities, they show up without coming into open forums. Those platforms offer the best and the most suitable programs to investors to clear due to the due diligence. And those kind of platforms are offered to specific wealth managements. So when you ask and you start talking to your wealth management team, ask them straight out, are you involved in PPPs? And if they say, yeah, you're talking to the right guy, that means they have experience, massive experience with high yield investment programs that are totally risk-free. Regulations do not allow the actual returns to be quoted. That's why you can't ask for historical performance results from your wealth manager. You just need to know if they have access into those kind of programs. Now, actual returns, how much profit you make, are quoted in contracts on a case-by-case basis, and they're usually confidential and they're usually under NDAs. So you can't get that kind of feeling of security by asking those kind of questions. And the reason why they're quoted is because there's so many different factors. And some of these factors are whether cash is being used, cash has a change, makes changes onto it. And whether the type of what the different type of instrument being used, the overall value or the size, how much money is the investment, the bank rating, and the rating of the jurisdiction of where the capital or the instrument is held, etc. It all of these different things affect and vary the yield, the profit, okay? Until you know each one of those different areas, you can't determine the profit. So asking for historical performance is moot because each one is completely different, okay? Private placement programs are highly regulated, and they are fully managed by relevant professionals. There is little for you to do. I'm just gonna bang on the drum all day. Dude, I used to get high as hell and be making millions of dollars doing nothing because I had all my money in private placement programs. It was the best way to make money. But only a very few banks do this because they don't have access. This is one of the reasons why I'm pushing you guys so hard. Like, get your private wealth management team in point, on point, immediate. One of the biggest reasons is because there's only a few private bankers that do private placement programs. And once those are gone, those access to those programs are gone. It takes years to develop PPPs. So this material, again, is for informational purposes only. It is just for general information, general knowledge, should not be intended to and should not be relied upon or construed as legal opinion or legal advice regarding any of these specific issues or factual circumstances. I hope you enjoy this. Like I said, this was a document that I had written for another program, and this was never published anyplace. So I hope you enjoy it, and thank you very much. And God bless the humanitarians. Do well in what you do. Thank you for helping the world. Amen.